Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 604. It's the 6th of October, 2016. On the podcast today, I have Greg Kunzel, Managing Director of Norikum Gold, NMG. It's soon to become Georgian Mining Corporation, G-O, G-E-O, and Greg answers private investor questions. Also on the podcast, Chris Bailey from FinancialOrbit.com covers EasyJet, big fall in the share price today, and off the back of what was seemingly a positive update. I also have the top five most followed companies on the Vox Markets website in the last 24 hours, and it's all changed there. Plus, you can see on the website, of course, the most followed the last 7 days. I also have the most liked RNSs this morning, top three there. And today's suggested one for your watchlist, a very interesting stock. And it's got a lot of cash, way more than this market cap, and it's submitted by Steve. And Steve, I thank you for this. It's a very, and this is what this feature is all about, really discovering little gems here and spreading the word. And it's Global Energy Development, GED. Do your own research, of course, but I'll give the reasons why Steve reckons you should add this to your watch list in a bit.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Greg Kunzel, Managing Director of Georgian Mining Corporation, formerly Norikum Gold. Which one is it, Greg, at the moment? Is it? Are you now officially Georgian or are you still Norikum?
We are still Norikum. I won't get into the technicalities behind it, but for various reasons, we weren't able to effect that name change at the same time as we did the consolidation today. So we've got a couple more days of Norikum. Monday morning, we will be officially changing the name to Georgian Mining Corporation. Yeah. Which I guess we've done to reflect the change in the company's focus. Look, Norikum is a name that was attached to Austria. Over the last 18 months, the focus has been on developing the projects in Georgia. And given the results that we've been obtaining over the past 6 months, we decided it made sense from a market perspective to change the name, to reiterate our focus on the Georgian copper and gold projects.
Yeah, well, that's answered question number one, which is good. We've got some questions from private investors here. And before we go into into the rest of them, Greg, can you give, for people who don't know about Norikum, can you give an overall, you know, summary as to what the business is all about, where your assets are, et cetera, et cetera, please?
Sure. We currently have a 50% JV in Georgia. We have a license area that covers approximately 860 square kilometres. It has had a significant amount of historic work undertaken on it. Lots of drilling back in the Russian days in the 60s and 70s. And our local partner more recently has done quite a lot of drilling and exploration work over the last couple of years. Because of the history, there is a lot of data. We, over the past 12 to 18 months, have spent a lot of time reinterpreting an extensive database. Our priority target now, Kavimo Bolnese, has had over 70,000 meters of drilling undertaken on it historically. So we're talking development projects here, not early stage exploration. To be honest, there's probably several Noricum size companies within this license area. So it's been quite important for us to assess what we've got and really make sure what we're going to be focusing on, because we do have to focus, is going to be the the project that is that's going to create value in the shorter term.
What do we figures wise, can you put any kind of figure on the asset size here or not?
Yeah, look, the overall license area has a pretty significant GKZ drill target. It's up in the millions of ounces of gold and million tons of copper. We're now focusing on one area in particular. It's a target called Kavimo Bolnese. Drilling more recently has been focused on one portion of that, Kavimo Bolnese East, where the most recent results have led us to be able to put in place an exploration target there of between 50 to 70 million tons, running at grades of around 0.5% copper to around 1%, and then gold grades of, in one style of mineralization, approximately 1 gram per ton, up to 5 grams per ton gold in the secondary quartzite oxide resources. So it's a significant target, and the majority of our work in the coming months is going to be focused on proving up a resource at that target.
Marvelous stuff. Okay, let's go into the questions then. So next question was, why no action was taken on the falling share price?
I'm not really sure what I can say there. I mean, we've got news results coming out soon. I mean, the reasoning behind, I think the fall in the share price over the past week has obviously been driven by the fact that we've undertaken a share restructure. The board decided to do that as a result of where we're trying to take the company. I mean, we're moving on. We're focusing on Georgia. We wanted to improve the marketability of the company. We've been seeing a lot of interest from larger institutional type shareholders, and we just came to the decision that it was the right time to clean up the capital structure, and that would help with the marketability of the company in the future.
Okay. I don't know what you can do about a falling share price there.
The company, if we look at where the company is now compared to where we were 12 months ago, we've advanced these projects significantly. So we are far, far ahead of where we were at the start of this year. Share prices sometimes act in ways we don't really want them to act. But
I suppose the RNS you released on the 11th of August, where it announced a significant increase in the size of gold and copper there, and you said you're going to do more sort of work. I suppose that was seen to some people as a delay, when in actual fact, you said that there's a lot more here than we thought, and we're doing more work on it. I suppose that's,
Well, exactly. I mean, look, we went from what was focusing on a very small initial target to having something that is significant, and particularly given the proximity to our partner's existing Madnuli mine, there's a lot of similarities in the geology and the mineralization. They've produced 85 million tons of copper and gold ore over the past 20 odd years, running very similar grade to the results we're getting. So that again is a fantastic result. And secondly, the proximity is key for accelerating these projects. We also announced that we'd signed an MOU with our local partner, which will enable us to use their facilities to contract mine our project. We'll also be able to utilise their plant, both the float plant at Madnuli and the heap leach at Madnuli and their Sakdrizi mine, which is going to significantly shorten any timeframes through to production. It means minimal capex, no development development or funding of infrastructure. And as we disclosed in the announcement on the MOU, the all-in production and processing and mining costs, you know, they're going to come in at under $600 an ounce, which I think is very competitive and economic, particularly when you're not having to spend hundreds of millions on developing the plant yourself.
Yeah, okay, next question. It's quite a clever one, really. Are directors buying or allowed to buy at current price?
Look, directors have bought in the past. When we can buy, we often do. One of the problems we're always faced with a small company that's moving rapidly, and we often have news, we have work ongoing in country. You know, we've been drilling at the moment. We are aware well before these announcements go out of what the mineralization's looking like. You know, we get the preliminary results back from the labs before they're announced. So it's tough to find a period where you're not in a closed period or restricted from trading.
It's a case of, okay, I'm going to go away now for a month or so. Don't tell me anything. I'm going to buy some shares.
Which is impossible. I mean, the only times you can really do it is when things are in a hiatus. Obviously, that's not very often for us.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, next question is, what kind of news should we be expecting in the next few weeks? And the word weeks there is put in capitals.
In the next few weeks, we will be providing a further update on drill results at Kavemo Bolnese. We'll provide general exploration update on the other work that's been going on across the license areas as well.
Okay, next question is quite a long one. With such an exciting resource portfolio and the price of gold, the need to move into production is pressing. What timescales are estimated for this to happen, and at what level of commitment to completing this step is the board willing to give?
We need to go through certain steps first. We have announced what we believe is a significant target at Kavemo Bolnese East. As I said, we're 5 kilometres from our local partner's plant. They are looking to us for feedstock for that plant as soon as possible. So they're keen for us to get into production as quickly as we can. We need to undertake some further drilling. We shortcut to production by, again, I'm going to reiterate it, by cutting out the capex, by cutting out the infrastructure. So that again, it presents a short lead time to production. We're not going to be opening a mine tomorrow, but it's not going to take years. It's a relatively short lead time, I guess, is the best I can say.
Yeah, and the next one is sort of a similar question, really. When is the open pit mining starting?
I think I've answered that. We have an excellent target now at Kavemo Bolnese. We're going to be developing that target, and we'll be looking to put it into production as soon as possible. I'm going to repeat myself, but our local partner who has an existing processing plant there is looking to it's not being used to capacity at the moment, so he is really looking and pushing us to start providing them with feedstock as well, so we'll be moving things as quickly as we can.
Okay, and the last question, will there be another placing? There's no time frame on that at all.
We're not looking at fundraising at the moment. We have a great project that we're developing. I wouldn't say we're not an early stage exploration company. We're late stage exploration development. We will be looking at for finance in the future. We might be looking at debt. We'll look at project financing. We'll look at equity. We'll look at whatever's available. Part of the restructure is sort of positioning ourselves so we can start talking to larger institutional type investors, who, as we develop this and as it grows and as we get closer to, developing something that could be quite significant, we can start talking and looking at alternative means of financing.
Marvellous stuff. Well, that's all the questions, Greg, and One final thing. On Vox Markets here, we have a top five most followed list that I talk about every day on the podcast. And to get into that list, you have to have people hitting the follow button on your page. So if you could you give us sort of three reasons why someone listening right now should hit that follow button on your page, please?
Sure. Look, we have a very exciting target at Kavemo Bolnese. We've been getting really significant high-grade drilling intercepts. We have recently strengthened our board by the appointment of Dr. Neil O'Brien, who's very well known in the industry and is, I guess, somewhat of an expert on the mineralization, the geology in the region, having done a lot of work around the Tethyan Belt area. We also appointed Peter DeMooney to the board, who's got a track record of helping to develop mining projects. And I think what really wraps the whole thing up is the signing of the MOU with our local partner, which means that we can bypass funding and constructing plant and infrastructure, and it really gives us a short lead time once we've developed these projects through to production.
Marvellous. Well, nice to speak to you, Greg, and next time we speak, you'll definitely be Georgian Mining Corporation, I assume.
We will. That's right.
Cheers, Greg. Speak soon.
Thanks a lot, Justin. Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Chris Belly from financialorbit.com. You all right, Chris?
Hi there, Justin. Yeah, very well, thank you.
Yeah, well, there's one thing that struck me today. I tweeted out the passenger update from EasyJet. Didn't look too bad. I thought, oh, they may bounce here because they've had a bit of a fall in of late. And, yeah, and all of a sudden they're down like 6-7%. I thought, what's happened there?
Yeah, well, your instinct's the same as mine, to be honest, because I leafed through it and it looked okay. And you're absolutely right. The shares were down at that £10 level, law of round numbers, support level, etc. But before we get onto the numbers, I've actually got to say something else about the stock, because right at the bottom of the announcement, the sort of EasyJet's PR company said, if you want to listen to the analyst call, which was at 8:30, then phone this number to get access or send an email to a stated person. And the trouble is, these things take so long. I phoned the number, the person at the end of the line, after about 2 minutes when they picked up, just couldn't direct me to the right person. Eventually, the data came through 25 minutes after the conference call started. And I attempted to get that information 15, 20 minutes before the conference call started. So, yeah, I have to say, companies, if you're listening to this, for goodness sake, if you're going to talk to the market, if you're going to work with the market, then please, if you're going to have a webcast or whatever, make it available to everyone. Just put a link there, put a phone-in number there. Don't work through your PR guys. It's just so much easier to speak directly to investors. So a bit of a schoolboy error there by EasyJet. They've got a full update next month.
The funny thing is that the PR people who are there essentially, hopefully, to smooth the relationship between investors or the public and the company, have really messed it up. And they put a spanner in the works. You know, if they just released the update, that would be okay. But they messed up on the call there, and a lot of people are not happy. So it hasn't. They've managed to mess up the job they're supposed to create, basically. You know, so yeah.
I think that all it does, it feels as if they want control. They want control of the people they're going to give access to the... So, you know, I went on there and I said, look, I'm Chris from Financial Orbit, you know, da-da-da, et cetera. Maybe I've got a legitimate reason to be on the call. But maybe somebody else, a private investor, maybe they deem they haven't. And that's wrong. You know, that companies have to be democratic in that sense. Yeah, and I think probably the reason is they want control and they're thinking, look, next month in November, we've got a mega update open to all. Look, guys, listen to that. This is for a more specialist interim update. But I can tell you the market moves on. The shares are down 6-7%, as you say, Justin. People want answers. They want opinions. They want to know what to do. They don't want to wait until November. You know, they'll have a second stab at thinking about it then maybe. So I think big, big bog up there. And I think that's probably further and deepened the malaise around the shares today. However, that rant aside, what you said earlier, Justin, is absolutely right. That's my instinct too, that actually the tone of the announcement wasn't that bad. Sure, FX had a bit of an impact. Kelsey Breeze, you know, the pound has fallen against the euro, and that does impact them. We know that things like fuel hedging costs have been a bit of a burden. We know that the French air traffic controllers are always striking, and that's a problem. But a lot of these are known knowns. There is a little bit of a mini downgrade there. Profits are now expected to be just a smidgen below £500 million. That's a little bit, maybe most people were thinking it was going to be about £500 million, maybe a touch above. So maybe there's a small downgrade there. But honestly, the rollicking the shares have had over the last few months, in my opinion, is overdone. I'm going to state it here for embarrassment and pure clarity. I have literally 15 minutes ago bought some shares. I do regard them as being too cheap today. I think I make good money on it over the next year. So well worth a look, I think.
Yeah, so, you know, it says there it delivers record passenger numbers and higher load factors, strong profit before tax, and also down there in the outlook, they give that guidance. And then they say, the benefits and non-cash benefits are rising from recognition of deferred tax. And they say this will have a beneficial impact on earnings per share. So, I mean, to me, they do say there's wider trouble, but they haven't suffered that. They've done well through that. And yet the shares have taken a tanking. So,
yeah,
you've
always got to look at things like, look, load, which is the number of seats that are filled, a number of passengers, that's good. But you've always got to look at things like what prices they're getting to fill those seats. We know there's been, I think Ryanair said 10 to 12% price deflation. So, you know, those two issues have to be dealt with as well. But, you know, they're still talking about a 50% payout ratio, which on my very rough numbers is suggesting getting on for a 5% dividend. That's not too bad from an airline. And, you know, just think about the customer experience. What I always say to people is, you know, channel your inner Peter Lynch. And just a quick shout, his book, One Up on Wall Street, brilliant book for any investors looking for to read about how a real investing master thinks about things. It might be a bit old, but it's a great book. And what he says is, you know, think about your own customer experience. And, you know, I say to people, if you're thinking about EasyJet shares, think about your last EasyJet flight. Was it reasonable, sensible, okay price? Was it full? Did you get that sort of okay feeling from going on it? And just maybe then extrapolate that into, well, do I fancy buying the shares or not? As I say, my view would be it's one to own today.
Yeah, well, do you know what? Oddly, if you look at the chart, it's, you know, on the Brexit vote, the day before, the 23rd, it was at £15 a share, and now they're down to £9.34 a share. And you're thinking, have they been affected that much, you know, financially, fundamentally, by Brexit and everything else? And going by the figures, if you look at, I looked at the past years, you know, figures of their passenger numbers, and they haven't. And I think they haven't been affected almost 50% worth of revenue or profit here. So it's overdone here. You know? All right.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, profits will be down. They'll be down. I mean, if you factor in that full FX hit and sort of some of the impacts from fuel and French air traffic control strikes, you maybe could get to something like getting on towards 30%, but it's overdone versus even all of that. And of course, a lot of that is transitory and will snap back in fullness of time. They are still growing as a business. So my feeling is, this at such a big discount to £10 as it is currently, it's a buy here.
Yeah, marvellous. Chris, lovely to chat to you and speak next week.
Absolutely. See you soon, Justin.
Okay, it's time for the top five most followed companies on the Vox Markets website in the last 24 hours. They are at five. It's the most followed company of all time on the website. It's 88 Energy, 88E. At four, Mercom Capital, MCC. At three, it's been there for a while now and top five last few days, Alba Minerals, ALBA. At two, Ferrum Crescent, FCR. And it's new in at number one. It's not been in the top five before. It had a phenomenal rise yesterday, 400% odd. It's New Oil and Gas, or NUOG. N-U-O-G is the ticker there. All right, top three most liked RNSs on the website today are at three, Life Development Science. That's Jim Mellon's, of course, Shell there, suspended a day of trading, and potential acquisition there. I've got shares in that company. At two, Ferrum Crescent, exercise of options and issue of equity. And number one, the most popular RNS, which is quite appropriate today because Greg's on the podcast, it's Norcom Gold, completion of consolidation there. And they will be changing their name. Of course, I think on the 10th, on Monday, it'll be Georgian Mining Corporation, just to reflect where their activities lie. Okay, today suggested one for your watch list. Very interesting. And I quite like this. I did, you know, it made me do my own research on the company. And it's Global Energy Development, and that's what it's all about. When someone suggests a company here, just don't go and buy. Do some research, please. And it's a very interesting situation. Steve submitted this. What does the company do? Petroleum Exploration and Production Company. How many shares does the company have in issue? 36 million. What's the current price and market cap? It's 24 pence, 8.85 million. What revenue and profit loss did the company generate? For 6 months ended 30th of June, $84,000 revenue, lost 2.55 million. They're receiving interest at 12% on a $10 million loan to Everest. How much cash or debt does the company have? This is where it gets interesting. They have $21 million in cash, no debt. Their market cap is only 8.85. So I don't know what the conversion on that is. What is it, about 16? It's almost double the market size. You know, the cash they have is double the market cap. So list reasons why people should put this company on their Vox Markets watch list. Reason one, cash value equals 17 million, which is 47 pence. And 95% higher than the current share price. So that's always interesting when you see that. There's just cash sitting there, you know? Number two, additional 9.4 million due on the 15th of October to bring the cash value to 73 pence. That's 200% higher than the current share price. And number three, zero debt and ongoing strategic discussions regarding its Colombian assets. So that's a very interesting stock there to look at. It's Global Energy Development, GED. At the moment, the price is 24 pence. Like I said, nearly 9 million market cap, and almost double that in cash, just sitting there on their balance sheet. And they do more cash from a loan from Everest, which they're receiving 12% interest on. So do your own research. Look into that, Steve. Thank you very much for bringing that to my attention and everyone else who's listening to the podcast. And if you know of a stock that has interest or you think needs to be brought to a wider audience, please go to voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Click the link for one of my posts there on the blog page, because lots of people have submitted blogs. There's Doc, and there's David Buick, and there's Malky. There's loads of people there. I think Zach put stuff up there as well. But you'll see mine, the Vox Podcast. Click that, and you'll see the link to click to add a stock to the watch list, and I'll feature it on a future podcast. Thanks very much for listening. Much appreciate it.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.